the sun is coming. And I'm not talking about the sun shining on a dreary day. I'm talking about the S-O-N. The Son of Man is coming, beloved. He is coming. His coming is probably sooner than we expect. And what will it be like when He comes? Is there any way that we can know what the times are telling us? Is His coming approaching soon? We're going to see that as we look at God's Word. Son of Man is coming. He's coming again. You know, I was saved when I was 29 years old. And by that time, I was married. I was divorced. I was immoral. I was a single mother, earning a living, trying to keep everything going, working day and night, going to school during the day, working at night, and trying to be the mother that I should be. And I know that many of you can relate to me. I was so disillusioned, and I was so heartbroken because I never dreamed I would ever be a single mother. And I know, darling, if you're listening and you're a single mother, that you never thought that you would be a single mother also. Maybe you're a single mother and you were never married and you never thought that would happen to you. Or maybe you're a single mother and you were married and you were divorced and you never planned that. And you just think, you know, where am I going? What is life all about? But then, as an immoral woman, as a sexually active, immoral, single mom, God in His sovereignty saved me. And I got saved and I was so excited. And I began to read the Word of God. And I was going to this church that really never taught that Jesus Christ was coming again. And I kept reading in the Scriptures, Hey, it's talking about His coming again. What is that? And they would say to me, oh, don't think about that. Don't worry about that. You just study the Scriptures. And I thought, but I'm reading the Scriptures and I'm reading about His coming again. And then I had to have surgery. I mean, on top of all of this, I had to have surgery. I had to have a cervical fusion. I've been in an automobile accident. I mean, talk about it. You understand if you're a single mom. You think, how can one more thing happen to me? And how can I earn a living, take care of my kids, have surgery, and all of this and that? So anyway, I had to have a cervical fusion. And they took some hip bone and connected it to the neck bone. And when I was there, someone told me about a Jew who knew Jesus. And I said, I didn't know that Jewish people believed in Jesus. And they said, oh, yes. And he's a Bible teacher and he's on the radio. And I said, oh, I would love to meet him. They said, oh, we'll bring him. So they brought him to the hospital. And I met Abraham of all, I mean, what a Jewish name, Abraham Rhodes. And we sat there and I was talking to him and he told me how he had come to know the Lord. And I was so excited. And then, as we were talking, I mentioned to him, or he mentioned to me, I can't remember which, that Jesus was coming again. Anyway, I was so excited. I was so excited. I said, I've read about it. I've read about it. It's in the book. The Son of Man is coming. Now, did you do your homework? Did you do your homework that I told you to do in the last program? Remember, I told you to read Daniel chapter 2 and look at that vision, at that dream that God gave to Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, it was a dream about a statue that was a head of gold. And you remember that we were told that that head of gold was Babylon, that that was the king of Babylon, that Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold. Then another one followed it that was inferior to the head of gold, and it was a chest of silver, a chest to which the arms are connected of silver. Then a third kingdom arose, which was bronze, and it was on the statue. It was the belly and the thighs of that, and that this kingdom would have great dominion. Let's go back and let's look at the words so that you see them. And I want you to go back and I want you to see it with your eyes. All of this has to do with the coming of the Son of Man. And it says in verse 39, after you, there will arise another kingdom inferior to you. That's the silver. Then another third kingdom of bronze, which will what? Rule over all the earth. And then there will be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters all things, so like iron that breaks in pieces, it, this fourth kingdom, will crush and break all these in pieces, in that you saw the feet and the toes. Now remember, this fourth kingdom has those feet and toes brought to prominence, and those feet and toes are partly of iron and partly of potter's clay. It will be a divided kingdom, all right? And it will have in it the toughness of iron, inasmuch as you saw the iron mixed with common and clay. As the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly clay, so some of the kingdom will be strong and some of it will be brittle. The brittle would be the clay part. All right, verse 43, and in that you saw the iron mixed with common clay, they will adhere, they will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another. They what? The ten toes. It's a divided kingdom. 2 feet, 10 toes, five on each foot, okay? It will be a divided kingdom. They will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another. They will not be like web toes, like web feet, okay? And it says, and in the days of those kings, catch this now, in the days of those kings, those ten, the God of heaven will set up another kingdom which will never be destroyed, which will never be destroyed. Time phrase, you want to put a clock over that. All right, so this fifth kingdom, after those four kingdoms, there's a fifth kingdom. And this fifth kingdom is the last and final kingdom. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. In other words, nobody is going to come along and take over it, like the silver took over after the gold, or like the bronze took over after the silver, or like the iron took over after the bronze. There will not be another, it won't be left for another people. This is it. Zip. This is it. This is the final kingdom. Who sets it up? The God of heaven sets it up. The Son of Man is coming. It says that kingdom will not be left for another people. It, God's kingdom, will crush and put to an end all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Have you got a green time clock, time phrase on that forever? Inasmuch as you saw the stone cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, what will take place when? In the future. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. So God has just shown Nebuchadnezzar that there are going to be four kingdoms, beginning with him. After him, there will be the kingdom that is silver, the kingdom that is bronze, and the kingdom that is iron, and then the fifth and final kingdom, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. That kingdom is personified, so to speak, or described as a stone that is cut without hands. In other words, it's not a stone of man's devising. It's not something that man creates. It's a stone cut without hands. It hits the statue in the side. No, it hits the statue in its feet. Now listen, if you weren't studying for yourself, I could tell you, and if you liked me and you thought, hey, she's got it, her act together and she's a godly woman, I could tell you it hit him in the head. I could tell you it hit him in the side. I could tell you it hit him right from behind the knees and, you know, just brought him down. I could tell you that. And if you weren't looking at the Bible, you would believe me. See, you've got to look at the Bible. You say, but that's no big deal. Listen, where it hits the statue is a big deal. Because when the stone hits the statue, it hits the statue when the fourth kingdom is ruling. And when the fourth kingdom has 10 toes, and those are 10 kings, and part of that kingdom is strong as iron, and part of it is brittle as clay, and it is a divided kingdom, and they do not adhere to one another except in the seed of men, but it is a divided kingdom. And so you can know, beloved, you can know that that's when God's going to set up his kingdom, when the Son of Man comes. You say, where are you getting that Son of Man from? Well, if you did your homework, or if you haven't just tuned into this program for the first time, you know that the Son of Man is mentioned in Daniel chapter 7. All right, now, what I want us to do is I want us to look at what you did on your homework. It is test time. Okay, and I want you to see this. Now, remember, I'm not going to tell you ahead of time what anything means, because I want you to discover it for yourself. So we have this revelation of the statue. We have four kingdoms and then the fifth, which is the God of Heaven's kingdom. All right, when we come to Daniel 7, we have the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. Stirs up the great sea, and out of the great sea come how many beasts? Four beasts. The first beast is like a lion. So next to your statue, we've got one vision here. Let's put vision number two. This is Daniel's vision. It's given to him in the first year of Belshazzar, who was the king of Babylon. That's very important. Okay, now, so we have four beasts. We have four kingdoms over here, and then the God of Heaven's kingdom. Now we've got four beasts. First beast is the lion. So let's put that opposite the head. Okay? The second beast is the what? The bear. That's right. The bear is raised up on one side, and it has what? Three ribs in its mouth. Okay? Let's catch one other thing about those three ribs in Daniel chapter 7. And this is what it says. It says, the three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth, and thus they said to it, arise and devour much meat. So this is a bear, and it's going to devour much. All right. Then the third one is a leopard. A leopard that has four wings of a bird, four heads, and dominion was given to it. And what's the fourth? We'll talk about that when we come back in just a minute, because that fourth beast is absolutely key to your understanding of the Son of Man coming.
We spent 3.5 hours in the Word today, and it flew by, because we're doing so much in observing so many different parts of the text. It changed my life and helped me own my faith instead of depending on people for my faith. So I would strongly encourage anybody who's even considering it or has thought about it, please come, because it'll change your life.
Go to precept.org/bootcamp to register today. What would it look like for you to impact the next generation? As children grow up, they have lots of questions about life. What if there was a way to help them discover the answers for themselves? Answers that can only be found in the truth of God's Word. At Precept Ministries International, we have created the Discover for Yourself, or D4Y series, to help the little ones in your life do just that. These hands-on books teach the basic skills of Bible study to children as young as 8 years old, unlocking the door to a lifetime of discovering God's Word. Throughout the month of May, for a gift of any amount, we are offering a copy of our best-selling D4Y title. plus a mini-series of 5 Precepts for Life episodes with Kay Arthur and Jana Arndt. Go to precept.org/Jonah to find out more.
I'm telling you, beloved, I am so excited. I'm so excited because you know what? We're going to provide you with knowledge and understanding from the Word of God that you can share with others that will be an open door in these times to prepare people for the coming of the Lord. You say, I'm not sure I could ever teach this. Do you know what we have? We have a 40-minute study on understanding the times. It's on prophecy. It's on Daniel. And all we do is we take the prophecies of Daniel. We take Daniel chapter 2 and then Daniel chapter 7 and march you through the rest of Daniel all the way through Daniel 12. And you read the text to them. You have the students mark the text and then you discuss it. It is awesome. I have done this in Germany and it spread like wildfire. I've done it in Scotland and when I did it in Scotland, I just remember watching this woman and I said, your face is puzzled. Are you understanding this? And she says, well, it seems to me like this, that if this and this is true, then it seems like this is what it's saying. And I said, you've got it. By George, you've got it. Where does the rain stay? In the plain, in the plain. If you heard that song, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. All right. She got it. Professor Higgins said when she said it right, when Liza said it right, Liza Doolittle, when she said it right, he says, you've got it. You've got it. You are going to get it, beloved. You are going to understand. And you're going to understand if you'll move carefully with this. With me through this. All right, now, verse 6, he says, after this, I kept looking, and another one, like a leopard, I want to lead up to the fourth beast, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird, also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, you're writing these down. We've got the lion. Now we've got the what? The bear, that's right. And then we've got the what? The leopard, all right? Dominion was given to it, all right? Look back at Daniel chapter 2 for just a minute. In Daniel chapter 2, and look at the third kingdom. The third kingdom in verse 39. It says, a third kingdom of bronze which will rule over all the earth. All right, so that third kingdom in the statue is going to rule over all the earth, all right? You look at the third beast, and dominion is given to it. So both of them are going to have dominion. All right, now come down to the fourth beast in verse 7. And let's put that down parallel to the legs of iron and the feet of iron and clay. And let's see any parallels that we see. All right. After this, I kept looking in the night visions and behold a fourth beast. Now, if you heard the last program, you've marked the fourth beast. All right. It's DT. It's a DT beast. We don't know what it looks like, but it's dreadful and it's terrifying. It's extremely strong and it had large iron teeth. See any similarities? Yes. The statue at the legs and the feet were iron, and the feet and toes were partly iron and partly clay. So you have iron and iron with both of them, all right? It devoured and crushed and trampled down all the remainder with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had what? Ding, 10 horns. Okay, what do you know about the statue? The statue had feet and toes, and when it talks about toes, how many toes would that be? That would be 10 toes. Now look at what you see about this fourth beast, all right? I mean, this fourth part of the statue. It had feet, and the fourth kingdom verse 40, will be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters all things. So like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all of these in pieces. All of these in pieces, what? All of the other parts of the beast. All the other parts of the statue, it will break in pieces. Now come down to Daniel chapter 7 again, and let's go back and forth. All right, in Daniel chapter 7, let's look at it. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7 again. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. So the fourth beast does the same thing that the fourth kingdom does in Daniel chapter 2. See the similarities. See that it crushes the remainder. See, or it tramples down the remainder. See that it's iron. See that it has 10 toes. See that it has 10 horns. Okay. Now, in Daniel chapter 2, the stone comes and crushes the statue and sets up a kingdom. It's the God of heaven that sets up a kingdom which will never, ever be destroyed. Never, ever be destroyed. It's the last and final kingdom. Now let's go back to Daniel chapter 7. Well, I tell you what. Before we go back to Daniel chapter 7, do we know anything about which kingdom is which in the statue? Yes, we know that the first kingdom is Babylon. Just in case you weren't looking, you see in verse 38, he says to Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the head of gold." So you can put Babylon right next to the head. Okay, now let's go back and look at Daniel chapter 7. All right, let's go back and look at Daniel chapter 7. Now, when we look at Daniel chapter 7, what I want us to see in this first fourth verse of this chapter is that the first beast is like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. Now, what have I told you was put outside the palaces in Babylon? What was the symbol of Babylon? It was a lion with wings. Ooh, all right. Now, stop and think of what you learned about Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4. Remember, he was lifted up. He thought that he had gained this kingdom by his power. So God reduced him. And for 7 years, he lived like a beast. He lived like a beast in the field. He ate the grass with his mouth, and the green spittle came out. His hair grew like feathers, and his nails were like claws. And he crawled around on that ground for 7 years, and the mind of a man was taken away from him, and he was given the mind of a beast. And then at the end of the 7 years, his reason was restored to him. So again, he had the mind of a man, and his kingdom was restored to him. Did you see that fateful day when Saddam Hussein was captured, when he was down in that dirt hole, living down there in those squalid, or staying down there, hiding down there in those squalid conditions in present-day Iraq, which is ancient Babylon? Did you see that picture, that first picture that they showed of him? I mean, his hair was long. His beard was disheveled. You looked at his face, and it was like the creases on his face were a couple inches deep. And there they are, sticking a wooden thing inside of his mouth, trying to get the saliva so they can check the DNA. Here is this great king. When they took him out, they told us the next day, when they took him out, he said, "I am Saddam Hussein. I am the ruler of, or the king of Iraq. And I will negotiate. Here again, as a reminder of what happens to the great kings of the earth. They all come down. They all come down. But the Son of Man is coming, and he will not come down. Do you suppose that that lion is equal to the king of Babylon? If it is, then we know what happened. What happens after the king of Babylon is destroyed? What kingdom comes next? It's a silver kingdom. Do we know its name? No, we don't know its name. Do we know who took over after Belshazzar was put to death in 539 BC? Yes, we know the kingdom that happened because the scripture tells us. It tells us in Daniel chapter 6 that it is Darius. That it is Darius. It tells us at the end of Daniel chapter 5 that the Medes and the Persians take the kingdom. Oh, could that be the second beast? Well, that's all we can suppose. But is there any greater evidence? There is, and we'll see it in the days to come, but we're not going to see it now. What I want you to see is the stone that was cut without hands is surely a parallel to Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. When it says, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples and men of every language might serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion. That Son of Man is like that stone that crushes the statue because his dominion will never pass away. This could not refer to the first coming of Jesus Christ. It has to refer to the fact that he is coming again. You say, but maybe the Son of Man is someone different. You know what? In our next program, we're going to take a look at the scriptures that tell us exactly who the Son of Man is. But I'll tell you, the first coming is past. The second coming is still coming, and it could be sooner than you think.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.